May is National Mental Health Month. This message has been brought to you as a public service from WRCO. This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A report from the Biden administration says it's likely Israel has violated international laws in its siege of Gaza and likely did so with U.S.-provided weapons. Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland says he's critical of the report, which stops short of confirming any specific violations using U.S. weapons.
They recognize how bad the situation is, but they don't want to have to take any action to hold the Netanyahu government accountable.
President Biden has threatened to withhold ammunition from Israel. Former President Trump's former fixer and attorney Michael Cohen is expected to begin his testimony on Monday in Trump's criminal hush money trial. Cohen, a key witness for the prosecution's case. Keep your eye to the sky this weekend. An unusual solar storm is expected to make the northern lights visible to millions of Americans, possibly as far south as Alabama. This is ABC News. Proof that something as simple and natural as sneezing at the wrong time can be dangerous. ABC's Chuck Sievertson explains.
Sneezing led to an accident that closed highway lanes for a few hours Friday morning. State police say that on the Spalding Turnpike in Rochester, New Hampshire, the driver of a box truck had a sneezing fit. He lost control, crashing into a guardrail and then swerving back toward the middle of the road before his truck rolled over and came to rest on its wheels across all lanes. Police say the driver was not hurt and he had no passengers. No other vehicles were involved in the crash. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The winners of Miss USA and Miss Teen USA have both resigned from their titles within days of each other, citing mental health and personal values as a reason. Their decisions have increased calls for transparency and put a spotlight on the Miss Universe organization, which runs both pageants. Resignations mark the first time in 72 years the pageant has gone without title holders in the positions. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Lots of sunshine for your Saturday. A bit breezy today. Will top off near 70. Tonight, clear and calm. A low in the mid-40s. Sunday, Mother's Day, partly sunny, breezy, very warm. Isolated showers and thunderstorms by the afternoon, continuing into the evening, but a high of 82. We cool down Monday, mostly cloudy, a few showers and storms in the afternoon, a high of 69. Tuesday, mostly sunny and nice, and we'll top off at 70 degrees. Listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Supposed to do. I toss and turn, but then I fall asleep. I'm going under, but it's not too deep. You
To the graduating seniors of Richland Center High School, congratulations on your achievement. Your journey is just beginning. Congratulations from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Southwest Technical College, House on the Rock, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and by Fuller's Milker Center.
Never felt like this until I kissed you. How did I exist until I kissed you? Never had you on my mind. I kissed ya, oh yeah. Things have really changed since I kissed ya. My life's not the same now that I kissed ya. Oh yeah. You got a will about ya. Now I can't live without ya. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. I kissed ya, oh yeah. You don't realize what you do to me, and I didn't realize what a kiss could be. You got a will about ya. Now I can't live without ya. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. I kissed ya, oh yeah. You don't realize what you do to me, and I didn't realize what a kiss could be. You got a will about ya. Now I can't live without ya. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. I kissed ya, oh yeah. I kissed ya, I kissed ya, oh yeah. I kissed ya.
When you meet that certain someone you've been searching hard to find, it's a new love full of passion that can sometimes make you blind. I don't mind being swept away if I know right from the start. So before we go much further, girl, can I trust you with my heart? In the time we've spent together, I have learned to trust in you. So many things you've given before I even asked you to.
sometimes fall apart. So what I really need to know is, can I trust you with my heart? Can I cast my cares upon you? Can you stand the heavy load? Can I count on you to walk me down that long and winding road? If you promise me these simple things, I can guarantee you can always count on me. Yeah. Whoa. Sworn to understand, it completes a perfect union between a woman and a man. So please don't misunderstand me. I don't want to go too far without knowing just one answer. Can I trust you with my heart? Can I trust you with my heart?
Great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
But it was all that I could do to keep from crying. Sometimes it seems so useless to remain. But you don't have to call me darling, darling. You never call me by my name. You don't have to call me Waylon Jennings, and you don't have to call me Charlie Price, and you don't have to call Merle Haggard anymore. Even though you're on my fighting side, and I'll hang around as long as you will let me, and I never minded standing in the rain. You don't have to call me darling, darling. You never even call me by my name. Well, I've heard my name a few times in your phone book.
Hello, hello.
And I've seen it all signs were played, but the only time I know I'll hear David Allen Coe is when Jesus has his final judgment.
a friend of mine named Steve Goodman wrote that song, and he told me it was the perfect country and western song. I wrote him back a letter and I told him it was not the perfect country and western song because he hadn't said anything at all about mama, or trains, or trucks, or prison, or getting drunk. Well, he sat down and wrote another verse to the song and he sent it to me, and after reading it I realized that my friend had written the perfect country and western song. And I felt obliged to include it on this album. The last verse goes like this here. Well, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison. And I went to pick her up in the rain. But before she got run over by a damned old train, and I'll hang around as long as you will let me, and I never minded standing in the rain. Oh, you don't have to call me
Aiden Kwon. I am a sixth grade student at Ithaca. Sources of Strength is important to me because we promote kindness, anti-bullying, and mental health awareness. One of my strengths includes being a positive friend. To me, this means being there for others because I would want someone to be there for me.
The Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival wouldn't be possible without all the great support from local and surrounds area business and individuals. American Legion Post 85, Biba Palooza, Claire Bank, Corner Drug, Grant County Economic Development, Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics, Kyle Hammersbach Trucking Inc., Muscadet Fitness, Muscadet Laundromat, Scott Industries, and WPPI Energy. Find us on Facebook at Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival or Muscadet.com for details.
Did you know Julie Karen State Farm is not just your insurance agency, but also a proud permanent drop-off site for the Richland Center Food Pantry? This month, the food drive is collecting cereal, and here's the best part. Julie Karen's will match any donations made. Let's team up, make a difference in our community, and drop off your donations at the office today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Farm families don't have an off-season. Springtime is when the work really ramps up for the year. Talk about unpredictability. Mother Nature controls the farm's calendar and will play a huge role in what the crop season holds. When it comes time to purchase food for your family, think local. And remember, you can vote for our farm families with what goes in your grocery cart. This salute to our farm families is provided by Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, Chevy Find New Roads. Riverdale Ag is an independent, full-service, small-town ag business ready to supply your feed, grain, seed, and agronomy needs. Julie Karen State Farm Insurance provides auto, home, business, and life insurance, plus financial services. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Richland Locker, established in 1939, that is where you'll find quality meat sales, delicious snack items, custom slaughtering, and freezer service.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Time right now for a look at sports brought to you by members of the Sports Boosters Club. Platteville handed River Valley an 8-7 loss Friday night in area softball. The Blackhawks fall to 10-10 overall, 6-3 in the league. Platteville is now 7-8 overall. It was also a win for Prairie du Chien over Richland Center, 18-4. Lancaster over Dodgeville, 5-4. The Ithaca Bulldogs defeated Seneca on the road on Friday night. 11-10 was the final. It was a win in baseball for Richland Center last night over Lancaster, 1-0 in extra innings. Riverdale, 3-2 over Mineral Point. Pecatonica down Potosi-Cassville, 7-2. Westby picked up a 13-3 win over Brookwood. And the Milwaukee Brewers, Robert Gasser allowed just 2 hits over 6 shutout innings in his major league debut, and the Milwaukee Brewers trounced St. Louis 11-2 to hand the Cardinals their 6th straight loss. Willie Adames had 3 doubles with 2 runs and a pair of RBIs. William Contreras scored 3 runs. The Brewers beat the Cardinals for a 7th straight time as they continued the streak that began a season ago. That's a look at sports on WRCO-FM, brought to you by members of the Sports Boosters. I'm Adam Hess.
Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Lots of sunshine for your Saturday. A bit breezy today. We'll top off near 70. Tonight, clear and calm. A low in the mid-40s. Sunday, Mother's Day, partly sunny, breezy, very warm. Isolated showers and thunderstorms by the afternoon, continuing into the evening, but a high of 82. We cool down Monday, mostly cloudy. A few showers and storms in the afternoon, a high of 69. Tuesday, mostly sunny and nice, and we'll top off at 70 degrees.
Rolling down a backwoods Tennessee byway, one arm on the wheel, holding my lover with the other, a sweet soft southern thrill. Worked hard all week, got a little jingle on a Tennessee Saturday night. Couldn't feel better, I'm together with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar, park in a holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turn of dovin' on a Mason-Dixon night. It's my life. Oh, so right, my Dixieland delight. Whitetail buck deer munching on clover, red-tailed hawk sitting on a limb, chubby old groundhog, croaking bullfrog, free as a feeling in the wind. Homegrown country girl, gonna give me a whirl on a Tennessee Saturday night. Lucky as a seven, living in heaven with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar, park in a holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turn of dovin' on a Mason-Dixon night. It's my life, oh, so right. Dixieland
ran off with my line. happened to turn my head. Knew that fish was one of a kind. She just laughed at me, said, baby, it just took you by surprise. I just smiled at her, said, honey, you know it ain't the first time. If I didn't turn my head, you would have walked on by, and I'd have never had this life. Would have stepped out of that door, seen your pretty face no more, unaware of the world that's just ahead. Like a story left unread, if I didn't turn my head. On this field, watching the fog grow by. She was leaning next to me, starting to close those big brown eyes. Right about that time, a big old buck came cruising from behind. I happened to turn my head, I knew that deer was one of a kind. She just laughed at me, said, baby, your love takes me by surprise. I just winked at her, said, honey, you know it ain't the first time. If I didn't turn my head, you would have walked on by, and I'd have never had this life. Could have slipped out of that door, seen your pretty face no more, unaware of a world that's just ahead. Like a story left unread, if I didn't turn my head, every choice we make and every step we take is sure to lead to this life we have. And I thank God, cause this old country boy believes. If I didn't turn my head, you would have walked on by, and I'd have never had this life. But I stepped out of that door, see your pretty face no more, unaware of the world that's just ahead. Like a story left unread, if I didn't turn my head, if I didn't turn my head.
That's brand new Tony Garmon on Country and Community. Hey, hope your Saturday's going well. We're at 46 degrees in Richland Center. Did you have an opportunity to see the Northern Lights last night into this morning? I'll tell you what, it was definitely worth the effort to get out and check them out. Hey, and if you didn't get to see them and you want to see what we saw, you can head over to Facebook.com and search for keyword Civic Media Adam. I just posted up a bunch.
Loss of sleep. Feeling tired for no reason. Feeling low or anxious. Hearing voices. If you are experiencing these symptoms, they shouldn't be ignored or brushed aside in hopes they will go away. Like other diseases, we need to address mental health concerns early, identify the underlying illness, and plan an appropriate course of action on a path towards overall health. Take a mental health screening and find out more at mentalhealthamerica.net. May is National Mental Health Month. This message has been brought to you as a public service from WRCO.
If you would like to become a friend of the show and interact with me, Adam Hess, every time I'm on the radio, simply head to Facebook.com and search keywords Civic Media Adam. When you find my profile, hit like, subscribe, and follow. You can make a request, tell me a joke, and just interact with the studio. It's Civic Media Adam from WRCOFM Civic Media and on Facebook.com.
It ain't nothing but a small frame house on an acre lot. It ain't that much different many other house on the block. And it may not look like we've got all our share of the promise, but at least one thing's for sure, I got it honest. Roll out of the sack every morning, head on down to the mill. Give them all I got for eight, 'cause that's the deal. And if you check out my paycheck, well, you'll see that there ain't that much on it. But every single penny I pay, I got it honest. Tag on my name. Never turn my back on what I believe, or let my heart be ruled by greed. 'Cause buddy, if I didn't earn it, I don't want it. That way I can always say I got it honest. Now you ain't looking at some dude that was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. And I might seem like some kind of lowlife to that highfalutin crowd, but I'm plain spoken, straight talking, and damn proud of what I have accomplished. Some folks appreciate that, some don't, but I got it honest. Now when I die, I may not leave my kids a fortune, but I hope they know that my life stood for the things that were important. And I'll hand out the same sturdy old values of my daddy and my mama. It made me every ounce of what I am, and I got it honest. Got it honest. Friend, there ain't no doubt about it, I got it honest.
Hi, this is Mark Jelinek from the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center and the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. The visitation and funeral service is the final farewell to our loved ones. The days following a funeral are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. These rituals are a positive contribution that help us through the grieving process. They provide a formal time together to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
My life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Trees, claustrophobic, hard to breathe.
living like sardines, no space to call your own. Traffic jams, commuter lines, monthly quotas, a daily grind. In a hurry, not a time, the pressure's on. They're pushing, they're shoving, they're living on the edge. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, sitting on the front porch, swinging with Blanche. World's running from an avalanche. Meanwhile, back at the ranch. The big computer's on the blink. Y2K, what a stink. They bring the city to the brink, but not out here. The only thing that we got online is the fish we call for supper time. Let me tell you, peace of mind is the last frontier. They're pushing, they're shoving, they're living on the edge. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, sitting on the front porch, swinging with Blanche. World's running from an avalanche. Meanwhile, back at the ranch. Out there crawling like ants upon the ground. Oh, oh, oh. Hear them calling, the sky is falling down. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, sitting on the front porch, swinging with Blanche. World's running from an avalanche. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, sitting on the front porch, swinging with Blanche. World's running from an avalanche. Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Taking her. man of mine.
Yeah, stand at attention, boy. That's Shania Twain and Any Man of Mine. And you know what? Back in the 90s, yeah, she tells me what to do, I would have done it. 547, we have farm news coming your way at the top of the hour. Be sure to hit Facebook.com and find Civic Media Adam. Follow, like, and share.
Once was a thought inside my head. Before I reached 30, I'd be dead. Somehow on and on I go. I keep on rolling with the flow. Folks said that I would change my mind. I'd straighten up and do just fine. Ah, but I still love rock and roll. I keep on rolling with the flow. Loves me, yes, I know. So I keep on rolling with the flow. Well, guys, my age are raising kids. But I'm raising hell just like I did. I've got a lot of crazy friends.
I call you on the phone, son, but I don't have a dime. Darling, you're so far behind me. Tomorrow's gonna find me further down the line. Taking me some paper, in my hand, I'm gonna ride, darling. You know I feel the cold nights, thinking of the old nights spent along with you. Oh, 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 darling, the tears in my eye now. Try now to make it back to you. Ooh.
Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Did you know Julie Karen State Farm is not just your insurance agency, but also a proud permanent drop-off site for the Richland Center Food Pantry? This month, the food drive is collecting cereal, and here's the best part. Julie Karen's will match any donations made. Let's team up, make a difference in our community, and drop off your donations at the office today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
The USDA has set the stage for the new marketing year. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yield in genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 limes than any other company. Stein has yield. Rich Nelson, chief strategist at Allendale, tells Brownfield that with the release of these numbers, we've got a slightly different outlook, at least to some degree, for the upcoming marketing year.
You know, we were bracing for a large new crop discussion from USDA for both corn and soybeans. And, you know, in some ways, they slightly modified that discussion for the corn side, at least. Back in January or February, they were discussing 2.5 million, billion bushels for corn ending stocks. And then the trade viewpoint for this report was 2.3. USDA suggested 2.1. So bottom line is, with some type of summer risk on story, we can justify some type of higher pricing for corn, at least. Discussions on the soybean side, well, USDA really kind of hammered away at this bull argument right now. A large 455 million bushels for discussions on ending stocks, still certainly largest year since that 2019-20 crop year. So despite the fact that the corn numbers do allow for some higher prices, given the risk-on scenario, we can point out that maybe for soybeans, while we can certainly get higher prices, maybe for a period of time, they might not exactly be matched up well with balance sheet-based tightness. So this does allow maybe a little higher pricing for corn and certainly psychologically maybe for soybeans.
And Nelson says the modest adjustments to South American corn and soybean production numbers reflects a change in attitude by the USDA.
I think we and the trade have kind of come to a conclusion here. It's going to be quite some time before USDA matches up with any of the government estimates from other countries or the private estimates either. So USDA's drop on the Brazil corn side, only 2 million tons, now 122. They're still higher than most in the trade right now on the private side of things here. Discussions for soybeans, only yet again a minimal decline for Brazil's soybean crop, 1 million ton in this case. So the main point is USDA is going to slow walk their numbers down, and they've made it clear in recent weeks from their own officials' comments that they're really not going to be too eager on aligning all these numbers.
And now for more, let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, John. There was a solid round of direct cash cattle trade that took place Friday. For the week, dress deals in the north were at $295, fully steady with the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Live deals in the south were marked at $184 to $185, mostly $184, which was mostly steady with the prior week's weighted averages. Checking in on sale barn action this past week, Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture says business was inconsistent.
We saw markets both higher and lower, and in some cases it was sharply both ways. When I put everything together here in the state and kind of look at it from, 50,000 feet above, I would probably call the calves steady, couple dollars on either side when you just really look at it. The heavier weight cattle over 650 pounds, I think we could probably call them definitely $2 or $3 lower. Now, I will say on that, numbers on those heavier weight cattle dropped drastically this week. Some of it was just because our northern auctions were on off schedule. But even the other barns, the numbers a lot lighter on those heavier weight cattle.
He says that isn't too surprising this time of year.
When the guys get in the fields, we usually see lighter demand at the sales, of course, and usually lighter receipts. This year's been a bit funny because the receipts have actually held out longer than we expected, especially with the overall numbers in the industry around.
He says there was one thing that did stand out this past week.
Our numbers of steers and heifers is kind of back to historical, what we expect, that 60-40 break. But we haven't seen that till since back in like February. We've been running about 50-50, which, tends to lean towards that idea that nobody's been keeping heifers back.
Which he says will be something to continue to keep an eye on, with the possibility of the July cattle inventory report dwindling. To wrap up, taking a quick look at the weekly feeder pig report, early wean pigs were $1 to $2 per head lower. All feeder pigs were $3 per head lower. The USDA says demand was moderate for moderate offerings. The weighted average for all early wean pigs was $42.18, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was $76.17. For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hass. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every